How's everybody doing this evening?
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's good. Please take it away. I don't really have any opening statements.
Your impression on what John did yesterday and trading out of the first into what's going on today?
Well, I think it was a really smart move on his part. It was something that he had mentioned to me earlier in the week. He felt to some degree that the player that you would get with the 28th pick would be largely similar to the player you could get at the top of the second round. And being able to add some picks, I think, was very appealing to him. And ultimately, he found a partner that was willing to do a trade that he thought made sense and pulled it off at the last minute. And here we are today and excited to be selecting two players in the second round.
So you're more excited today than you were yesterday?
Well, you're excited every day, and although we didn't end up with a player yesterday, the importance and the value of getting a couple of draft picks ultimately will just be as beneficial as taking the players today.
You've been following this, obviously, for a while. The importance of rounds, approximately 2, 3, 4, the value of picks within those 3 rounds, how would you assess that?
Well, I think you can go back over time and look at the players that we've selected in the lower to mid rounds and can see the value that those guys have for the team. Not everybody can be a first round pick. Obviously, you hope your first round pick turns into a star player, but you also have to be successful in rounds 2, 3, 4. And, you know, part of that is having more picks. But to some degree, it's a numbers game, and having more picks is going to help us.
How much do you think, I mean, the tampering, you know, losing that third-round pick, did that make it more important to collect a few more picks in this draft? And did that make it a little more sense to do what John did yesterday as a result?
I don't really think the two are linked together at all. As I mentioned, having more picks is always better. I think John would have made exactly the same decision he made yesterday independent of the tampering penalty. So the two don't really go together.
Knowing that he wanted to trade down and knowing that there were options, he said yesterday, as far as trading up or trading down and all the wheeling and dealing, how much fun is it for you being in that room, not necessarily knowing all the things that are happening, but knowing he's on the phone and all the different options and seeing how it all kind of played out?
Well, one of the things about having a late pick like we did yesterday is there is more trade activity just by nature than there is that when you have a higher pick. So there were opportunities to move up. There were opportunities to move down. We were making calls. Other teams were calling us. It was a very hectic period, you know, in the 2 or 3 picks leading up to ours.
Was there any consideration, you know, Paxton Lynch is sitting there and Denver went up? Was that in the discussion at all? You said there were talks about maybe moving up. Was getting a quarterback at that spot and something you guys were mulling over?
I'm not going to really go into specifics on who we were looking at, either up or down, as it relates to that. So, you know, there were some players that John was interested higher in the first round, and ultimately those trades didn't work out, and we ended up going down and happy with that decision.
Mark, we've talked a lot the last couple of years about character, and as things unfolded last night with Laramie Tunsil, what was going through your mind as an NFL owner?
Well, character, first of all, is a very important quality. You want to have as many high-character guys as you can in your locker room, and I think we're very fortunate to have a truly outstanding locker room in that regard at this point. You know, not everybody is going to be the kind of leader that you would like that you draft, but certainly you want the majority of the guys to be like that. I don't think we felt that he was going to fall all the way to 28, so it really wasn't something that we had to consider.
Mark, off the draft subject a little bit, the schedule came out a couple of weeks ago, as you know, and for the second straight year, you've got 3 of the last 4 at home, 1 home game in October. I mean, is this the kind of thing you might be looking at? I mean, for the foreseeable future, a kind of a backloaded schedule like that?
You know, I don't know if it's something we're going to see every year. I think I've mentioned before that we lobby the league pretty hard every year to give us as many games as possible in September and October. We do have a couple in September, which is great. I do like, from a competitive standpoint, having those games at home in December. Some of those games are division opponents, so that'll give us an advantage. But I don't think you can say it's going to be like this, you know, on a go forward basis, because there really wasn't anything that was blocking the league from giving us more games in October. It's just the way it ended up.
So you don't need to keep a weekend open for the American Royal? Weekend,
if
the Royals aren't here, is that not?
No, that's not something that factored into the scheduling, no.
You like having two of those three December home games are at night. You like that?
I like having as many primetime games as we can have. And I'm glad that we're going to be on Sunday Night Football a couple times this year. Obviously delighted to have the Thursday night game, with the Raiders. Frankly, we feel like we deserve more primetime games. And, I'm disappointed that we don't have a Monday night game.
You're starting to find your preseason home games at 3:30. How did that come about? Seattle game?
Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that question. I'd have to check.
Clark, knowing how successful Chicago has been hosting the draft, I know the league wants to kind of spread the wealth a little bit. Any thoughts about Kansas City perhaps bidding in the future on getting the draft here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've all seen the event that the draft has turned into, and I think Chicago has shown everybody that you can have the draft somewhere else other than New York City, and it can be very, very successful. And clearly, I'm personally interested, and the organization is interested, and I think the Kansas City community is interested in trying to bring the draft here. So when we get that chance, we will put our best foot forward.
Clark, we've talked before about getting a Super Bowl someday to Kansas City, and there's some things that make that maybe impractical. Would there be anything that would limit Kansas City's ability to have the draft here? Like that?
I really don't think so. It's I think a question of coming up with the right venue. Clearly Chicago has a great venue and a lot of open space for the draft. But I think, you know, we need to put some thought into what the best venue in Kansas City would be to do it. But I really don't see anything that would preclude us.
Okay.